NBC. Michael Sarzewski, Teenage Tycoon, Friday night. And need I tell you, about another commercial-free hour. In fact, for the next 60 minutes, we got good tunes, too. Don Ray, Chic, Nicolette Larson, Billy Joel, Gonzalez, Doobie Brothers, Tavares, ELO, Stevie Wonder, Wings, and we're gonna party, so hang around.
Turn the beat around. Just to
NBC for the spring and summer with the music and everything else. Last year, it was the 4th of July fireworks, the music specials, free outdoor concerts, the magic bus, jet ski races, special weekends, the N car, and all the bumper stickers.
NBC.
This year, there's even more on the way. The spring and summer with WNBC.
Sharing the night together.
NBC. Michael Sarzewski on the case of the alien is still floating around here. Boy, is he ever now. If you got a question or a comment, here's the number, 212-247-8666. You're going to have some cloudy skies tonight if you're on your way out there. Courting and a spark, a chance of rain toward morning, a low of 45. Occasional rain tomorrow and a high near 55. 41 in New York right now at NBC.
We've got trouble.
Michael Sarzewski, we're going to be giving away some neat stuff. $1,000 in cash, a $450 Quasar color TV, $1,600 Kawasaki motorcycle, and more stuff. Just make sure you got your NBC bumper sticker in the back of your car. Pick one up wherever Sprite is sold. NBC, Michael Sarzewski, Friday Night Time. And no doubt your family's out there doing the holiday thing tonight. And you got the house to yourself, just you and your boyfriend, and suddenly Andy Gibb comes on the radio. Ugh. What inspiration? What is the next move? Keep it right here, friends. You'll find out.
Got me looking at that heaven in your eyes.
I don't know. Somebody mumbled something about not being too good with hooks or something like that. Some kind of next move, I think. Friday night, Michael Sarzewski is smack dab in the middle of another commercial-free hour, a little before 8:30 here on NBC. See, he got it. He got it. And he's getting it now. NBC, Michael Sarzewski and the alien. Hello there.
Hello. I'd like to know when UFOs go, when people say they see them, they disappear.
You just want to know where they go to.
Yes.
Well, we don't know. That's one of the big puzzles of the whole UFO subject. Sometimes they completely vanish. They don't just go away, but they disappear from the space where they occupy. We don't know where they go.
No UFO stops in the galaxy?
Well, maybe somewhere else in the galaxy. I don't think that they go home. If some of them come from another planet, I don't think that they go all the way back. There are many researchers who think that UFOs have secret bases. Some of them on the ocean floor and some near the North and South Pole areas.
Oh, I wonder if there are any UFO driving songs. Like truck driving songs? No. I can see you're amused. NBC, question for the alien?
Yes, so I'd like to know, a couple of days ago you were talking about the Men in Black.
Right.
Yes, and I wanted to know, were they ever followed to their destination after they visited the home?
Well, a lot of times when the Men in Black, and for some of the listeners who don't know what Men in Black are, these are some strange-looking people who have black suits and often drive around in Cadillacs, and they sometimes threaten people who've had UFO encounters or people who are investigating the subject. And in most cases, when they did the threats, the people were so scared that they didn't try and follow them back. But in some other cases where the people were not so paranoid, they would try and follow the Men in Black, and the Men in Black would just vanish. They would just not be there. They would turn a corner and the person would follow them, and they'd turn around the corner and there would be nothing there.
Gone.
Gone.
The alien will disappear now, but return at 9:20 here on NBC.
WNBC for the spring and summer with the music and everything else. Last year, it was the 4th of July fireworks, the music specials, free outdoor concerts, the magic bus, jet ski races, special weekends, the N car, and all the bumper stickers.
NBC.
This year, there's even more on the way. The spring and summer with WNBC.
Sarzinski, Polish Punk on a Friday night, and we're rolling in the middle of another commercial-free hour. Don't forget, tonight in the midnight hour, we're partying. Best cuts from the Blues Brothers. Briefcase full of blues.
He came from somewhere back in her long ago.
NBC, Michael Sarzinski at this point, cleverly and fiendishly disguised as the love detective. Come here, little girl, I want to frisk you. NBC, enforcing the law. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, so it might as well be me. Tavares and Michael Sarzinski on another commercial-free hour. Got more music coming up, but first, here he is. He done it. Jim Meyer.
Thank you, Mike. There's no joy among Yankee fans tonight. The Bronx Bombers lost today by the wide margin of 12-2 to the White Sox. I didn't even know they had a team, the White Sox.
Was it almost 13?
Almost.
Almost.
Called because of boredom, I think. In the NBA, the first-round playoffs, halftime, Houston 58, Atlanta 52. The first period, New Jersey Nets 25, Philadelphia 22. In other news, federal agents have announced they've smashed a 24-member all-woman drug ring. Most of the women live in the New York area. They dub themselves the Coca Girls. They allegedly smuggled $1 million worth of cocaine a month into the United States from Bolivia. Labor leader Victor Gottbaum says he hopes a settlement of the strike by off-track betting corporation clerks can be reached in negotiations that will be held this weekend. And organized crime investigators say Connecticut is infested by at least 29 organized crime figures from five New York City crime families. This plus mobsters from crime families in New Jersey and Rhode Island. You'll get a chance to meet WNBC's Brink and Belzer during the taping of the Olympic Telethon this Monday night at 8 p.m. at Manhattan's exclusive New York Disco. All tickets are tax deductible. Ooh.